2013 Vanderbilt Commodores, 26-3 in their regular season, set an SC record. That is who I compare this team to. Not walking around cocky or anything, but just knowing that, you know, we're some of the best baseball players in the world. So, you know, I don't think you need to think too much into it.
Mad Radio on a baseball and football Friday on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. We are locked and loaded today. We've got an Alex Bregman song for you a little bit later in this segment. We've got Mad Dog Russo's take on the American League Championship Series as well. Mike, Seth, and Paul, good morning. How are you guys?
I'm amped up for this weekend. We've got Astros playing in the ALCS. We've got the Texans taking on a team that, as far as I can tell, over the last several years, every time the Texans play the Bills may generate the least buzz in the NFL.
Probably.
I'm trying to think of a team that other, like even the Buccaneers at least have Jameis Winston that provides some buzz. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, zero buzz. Boston Red Sox, buzzworthy.
Lots of buzz. Lots of buzz about this game on Saturday. I can't wait. I mean, I want to fast forward to 7 o'clock. I want to see this game so badly. This is what I've been waiting for all year long. You know how I dump on baseball and I dump on the regular season? It's because it does not even remotely compare to the ALCS. It does not even remotely compare. This is the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the best two teams in baseball.
I'm getting a little bit nervous about that.
What about the Dodgers?
I'm getting a little bit nervous about so many, like every headline I see says, well, the real World Series, the two best teams in baseball. The rest of the Major League Baseball is trash. I get nervous about it. By the way, we have to get to this before because I promised it to some people.
6:20.
It's 6:20. We will be giving away a pair of steel blue work boots.
I've seen these once, and they look like the coolest boots in the world.
Wait. Am I wearing them right now? I'm wearing flip flops. I can't tell the difference. These are the most comfortable boots you'll ever try on. It's this premium cowhide leather that's just there's no break-in period. So all of you guys who are getting off of work at the refineries, people overnight, this is why we're doing the giveaway at 6 a.m. We want to especially reward the go-getters, the people that work a night shift, or the people that are up early on their way to some other just some manual job where you're going to be physically miserable for the next 10 hours. We want to lessen your physical misery by giving you some steel blue work boots. It's an Australian company.
Crikey!
So we want you to do this, and we're not going to make it real challenging. The person who has the best Australian accent at 6:20, and all you have to do is tell us your name and what your occupation is, and maybe we'll ask you one question in an Australian accent. There's a good chance that we're going to take three callers. There's a good chance you only have like two callers. So the competition, don't be intimidated.
Yes.
We're not going to rip you apart.
Nope.
We're not going to go all Simon Cowell on you. So just call right now. Get lined up. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Get ready with your best Australian accent.
I feel like you should have an escape route in case you do totally botch everything. How about this as your escape route? Your parachute. You have to sing a line from Men at Work's unbelievable song, Down Under.
Okay, yeah, there's I come from a land down under.
Yes.
And it's it's Vegemite sandwich. For all of you that maybe went decades of your life like I did without really knowing what the words is, it's a Vegemite sandwich.
Have you ever had a Vegemite sandwich?
No, what is Vegemite?
I'm actually looking it up. I have no idea what the hell.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It sounds
either.
Like you know, as all these other countries have some kind of like meat pie nastiness. I feel like a Vegemite is, what is it?
It's a thick black Australian food spread made from leftover brewer's yeast extract with various vegetables and spice additives.
I like spices, but I'm out on that.
So
sandwich.
It sounds like tapas or hummus or something like that.
I'm gonna order some Vegemite on eBay right now.
What does Vegemite taste like? It has a strong flavor and it's bitter. It tastes salty, a bit bitter, and has a meaty flavor.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like what opponents feel about Alex Bregman.
Hey-o.
You just ate a Vegemite. You just got yourself a blast of Vegemite, mate. That's what happens with Alex Bregman.
So we'll line up our callers for 6:20 for the best Australian accent to win the steel blue work boots coming up at 6:20.
We got people calling in already.
We have a bunch of people calling.
We'll take all callers. We'll have to go rapid fire through this.
So the Astros are favored in this series. They're favored in this series. You and I had a conversation after the show yesterday going to our cars about the nature of this angle to the series.
It is really amusing to me how I think there's now a competition between who is the underdog in this series.
Yes.
And I think this is a weird thing unique to sports that I just enjoy so much. This goes all the way back to me watching the New England Patriots win this championship in 2003, where at the very end of it, after a 14-15 game winning streak, Rodney Harrison is saying, Nobody believed in us. The concept of nobody believing in us makes me very, very happy.
And it works.
And it does, but I think it's funny because now...
Of course it's funny.
Now everyone's going out of their way to be like, well, actually, no one really believes in us. It's like this weird polite deference that I can't really explain because it goes so against competition.
A team's almost get offended if you do believe in them. They're like, no. We're the underdogs here. Mm-hmm. We've got the chip on our shoulder. I like that. These are two appropriately motivated teams. And one, though, maybe we've undersold this because I've been impressed that the Astros maintain this chip on the shoulder. And as Lance told us yesterday, it seemed like it kind of grew throughout the year where you get slighted in the championships, various things are said, various pundits say whatever, and it adds up to where you feel like, wow, nobody even really respects what we did last year. We're going to have to go out and just authoritatively put these folks down. The Red Sox, they got eliminated by the Astros last year. They've got very real revenge factor here.
They do, but can they do it?
Yeah.
And
no.
I don't
not.
Think they've been tested all year long.
Can they last six games?
Let me counteract that. The Red Sox had I'm picking the Astros to win in six. The Red Sox had a lot of pressure in the first round. I think they had the most pressure of any team in this postseason, the first round, because that is their hated rival. They're playing the Yankees. They had a historic regular season, winning 108 games. It would have been a complete embarrassment for the Red Sox to have lost the ALDS of the Yankees. They lost game two. All of a sudden, you're going to New York, and they went to Yankee Stadium of all places and won both games. I'm not saying that means that they will win this series. Obviously not, because I'm picking against them. But that was a really impressive display on Monday and Tuesday night.
But the Yankees choked that away. They weren't prepared for game three. And I think when you lose game three 16-4, there's no coming back from that. There's no coming back from that.
But
you know?
The Red Sox went in there, won 16-4.
The pressure, the most pressure of all in that series and in this one is on the Red Sox bullpen. I mean, you build these leads, and it's like, no lead is safe almost.
Right. I mean,
it's like you're playing the greatest show on turf or something, every opponent, because they can all come back.
Craig Kimbrel was a couple of feet from giving up a walk-off grand slam, and honestly, you go back to game one as well, the Red Sox barely hung on and won that. Now, I know they won it in four games, and they took care of business in particular in game three, but there are a lot of issues for this team, and you know, you mentioned, Mike, well, okay, they got this out of the way. They got the big-time pressure game series out of the way where they have to take down the New York Yankees. Well, I'm looking at it from this perspective. I mean, if I'm a member of the Red Sox, I'm probably thinking to myself, all right, we got through this. Great. But even if they lost to the Astros last season, I feel that they're not ready for this version of the Astros because this team is better. I mean, the bullpen, way better. The bullpen for the Astros was awful last year. It was awful in the playoffs. It really was. This bullpen is decent to good.
The
starting rotation is much better.
The relievers they actually use are better. Now, the bullpen last year, you use Brad Peacock and obviously Lance, and they use Charlie Morton.
Right.
But that's more like aside from the point that you're making.
The actual relievers who weren't actually relievers was that won the series for you. But I understand what you're saying.
I thought McCullers hit on it. We teased the segment yesterday at 8:20 saying, are the Astros better this year than last year? And we didn't even have to ask the question. He mentioned the fact that, hey, this team might be a more complete team than it was last season.
100%.
And I think that's the consensus.
Yeah.
Now Boston's offense, night and day from last year, and
yes,
they deserve a lot of credit for that. But, I mean, even if their offense is slightly better than that of Houston's, which I think you can make the argument for, I mean, it is really a matter of, can you get through six or seven with that starting pitching? And there's a lot of pressure on Chris Sale, who sucked in the playoffs against the Astros last season. I think he had an ERA of nearly nine against the Stros. And, I mean, he is their best pitcher. David Price, I don't know how you rebound from that game two. And he is the guy that they are going to be turning to. A lot of balls by Alex Cora turned him in game two.
And how do you rebound from that? It's not like he's beloved David Price or anything at this point
in
Boston, including like people within the organization.
It'll take a couple of mistakes for that crowd to turn on him fast. Because here's the thing about the Boston crowd. If they feel you are worthy, because now they're all elitist douches, they will stand behind you. But they hate David Price, and they will be looking for reasons to not like David Price.
He's almost like, okay, if we're going to lose this, we're going to lose it, and I'm going to get, like, David Price is going to get his comeuppance. And that's the one thing that'll make Boston feel good about this.
They'll actually be happy.
They're going to lose anyway. It might as well come with a David Price shelling, because then they can at least focus their hatred on David Price. I mean, as far as them hate, like pouring their hatred on Houston, most of those clowns up in that region don't even know where Texas is. They're, to them, anything outside the Northeast is a vast wasteland of illiterates, and like they just, they've got this snobbery just because MIT and Harvard are in that city. They somehow think that rubs off on them. That's the problem with people in Boston. They both think that somehow the New England Patriots' greatness and the, like, Harvard's greatness somehow seeps into their skin and souls, where it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, you don't get it, Seth. We're tough. We're from Dorchester. You guys just don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm from Southie.
I woke up and I had to, you know, sometimes I had to shovel the driveway when I was younger, and that made me tougher than all of y'all.
I knocked a guy out with a bottle of Miller Lite at a bar.
I'll tell you what, we saw some, it was funny. This one time, you think you've seen hardship? There was a realtor in our neighborhood that was going to show houses to minorities. We had to take care of that kid right quick. You know, you hear me, kid?
Whoa, easy, yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
That's the whole, yeah, exactly. A bunch of, like, sneaky, sly, racist bastards up there.
We've got
to... We're more elevated than you peoples outside of the city.
We're wicked east, dude.
How do you feel about minorities? Oh, they're despicable. That's Boston for you.
We've got an Alex Bregman song for you guys right now. So this is from Eminem, right?
This is actually Alex Bregman. Now, I mean, he took some liberties. He took a song called "I Just Don't Give a Bleep" by Eminem, and he put his own words to it. It seems like it's a warning for the Red Sox. I was very surprised, really surprised, just by his tone and honestly the general nerdiness of his voice. But whatever. I mean, here's a song by Alex Bregman about the Boston Red Sox in this series upcoming.
I'm Alex Bregman, Cleveland's hangman, beating Trevor Bauer worse than any of his drones can. I'm crushing, bombing, burning down your river, eating popcorn, reading whiny tweets from Mike Clevenger. Boston's on the block, time to blast off in some socks. Rocks off like LeBron in the garden throwing chalk. Better give me walks, and better give yourself a TED Talk, or you'll be gawking at tomahawks higher than Jack's beanstalk. My name is Alex Bregman, and for me there's no planning. Gonna burn down this all-time team like Eli Manning. Keep standing for that Mookie and that JD for MVP, because you're about to see that this thing's really all about me. Chris Sale's gonna stop me? Nah, he's a gas can. Gonna blow up Mr. Fortnite Dave Price like Afghanistan. Porcello, Uvalde, Kimbrel, and Pomerantz. Whole staff needs a bedpan after dealing with me, man. So when you see me at the plate with this log, better write your epilogue, because me, Bregman, I'm your god. Hear that crack, Berman screaming back, 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 quiet like that one Pollard sack, because I am now your god. So send me on down to first, unless you love the worst, or I'll be the next curse, because Bregman is your god. If not, I'm just going to trot while your green monster's getting shot, because I am now your god. I know a lot of you are thinking, wow, Alex Bregman really sounds like this. I don't know. All I know is Astros in five, buddy boys. Bye-bye.
That's good. That's a lyrically dense,
well done,
little ditty there. And I like better than the actual Eminem. You didn't just make up words that rhyme with each other. You actually use real words. You actually use real words.
Alex Bregman.
And different words. Yeah, excuse me, Bregman. How Bregman is better than Eminem, he used real words to rhyme them with each other instead of like rhyming the same word sounding a little bit different.
I hear Bregman went to rhymezone.com.
Yeah. Is that a website?
Is that a thing?
It is.
So you can go to rhymezone.
Wow.
Just gives you
website.
Words that rhymes.
Yeah,
you, words that rhyme.
Interesting.
I got to get back into.
I should have known that.
I got to get back into just using the thesaurus more often.
I've been saying fraud
way too much. I've been leaning on that. I need to come up with new words for fraud.
My favorite line in this rap song by Bregman was the Bernard Pollard reference to.
That was
a throwback. My favorite was either the Eli Manning or the Afghanistan.
I am now your god.
One of those two. All right, so
sorry,
we've got our
sacrilegious people. Alex Bregman, he just doesn't care.
We've got our giveaway coming up next, so we're going to have the people lined up right now on our line.
We're going to give away a pair of steel blue work boots and the person with the best Australian accent and they could most benefit from these boots. Super, super comfortable boots from Steel Blue.